Hi, this is Ryan from Inside Out Hyperbarics, and today I'm on the radio to say thank you to all of our clients who have allowed us to be part of their healing journeys, from helping those suffering from traumatic brain injury and chronic pain disorders to those with symptoms of autoimmune or the lingering effects of COVID-19 long haulers. It's been an honor you put faith in us to help you through some of your toughest times. So to give back, we will be running monthly specials to celebrate our upcoming six-year anniversary. To find these specials, check us out on the web at InsideOutHyperbarics.com. Inside Out Hyperbarics, bringing out the best in you.
673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, Davy Crockett. I'm Lee Grant, Abe Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders Fields, on the rock of Corregidor, on the bleak slopes of Korea, and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheatlands of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and Grand Canyon. I am Independence Hall, the Monitor. I am the Merrimack. I'm big. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. My arms reach out to embrace Hawaii and Alaska. 3 million square miles. I'm more than 3 million farms. I'm forest, field, mountain, and desert. I'm quiet villages, and I'm cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia with his bread loaf under his arm. You can see Betsy Ross with her needle. You can see the lights of Christmas and hear the strains of Auld Lang Syne as the calendar turns again.
All right. Little Johnny Cash for you. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're tuning in. And I just wanted to say Glenn Beck will be on the show tomorrow in the final hour. And also Don Fotheringham joins me right before that at the top of the show for an hour. And as a World War II vet, we don't have very many. We don't have very many left.
Nope.
He's in his mid-90s and just... He's the author of my favorite book, The President Makers. And so one of my favorite books, I should say. But definite reading for this show. So so Don Fotheringham will be on. We're just so blessed to have him to be able to come on the show. I just want to hear his thoughts right now about our country and about what's going on. Cannot wait to get from him all of those thoughts. And then Glenn Beck will join me. And by the way, Balance of Nature, if you don't have that supplement, go get it. If you don't like it, you can return it. It's that easy. It's guaranteed. But you're going to love it. Because you're going to feel different. It takes about a week and a half, and you start to feel so much better as these nutrients hit your body every day, right? Absorb into your cells every day. And it's 31 fruits and vegetables a day. 31. Not 10, not 20, 31. So of everything, I mean, every fruit, all these vegetables, you can't even imagine. And so make sure that you're getting the supplement. It's 3 veggie capsules and 3 fruit capsules. And you take them daily in the morning and you'll feel so much better. And it'll help your immune system. The friends I have that have been on it for years and years, they're just not sick. Hardly ever. And if it is, it's mild. So please go get Balance of Nature. And Balance of Nature is bringing, they have a, in Alabama, they have United We Pledge, they have partnered up with, and there is a facility in Alabama that has historical buildings and all kinds of historical artifacts regarding the founding of our country. And it's a great place for families and kids to go to see actors kind of act out certain aspects of the founding and all kinds kinds of just really wonderful artifacts, right, and things, and they're recreating that in my state, and so Glenn will be there in my own city for that, and so this weekend, so Glenn Beck, and so he'll be calling into the show tomorrow, and we'll be talking about these important artifacts, because these important, I mean, these are just... It's overwhelming, I think, to touch a piece of history like that. So cool, right? So cool. Balance of Nature, if you go there and you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, you'll get 35% off and free shipping and get that product. It's very, very good. But they do have a vested interest in the Constitution, and I like that. So so Glenn is coming on the show right after Don Fotheringham tomorrow. And, you know, we were talking about gas and, of course, the EPA. I'm so glad for that decision to whack back the feds and say, I'm sorry, but you fed agencies can't just get what you want when you want and delegate yourselves authority when you want to. It was nice to see that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait until they go after the FDA and the CDC.
There's so many. I know. And we were talking about, I have to share this with you before we get to talking about gas, because I know you're all paying the price right now. I know. I'm as horrified as you are when I go to the pump. This was so funny, though. There was an article, Epic Times, and it said, Fed is doing something unlikely. So, of course, Federal Reserve. So I have to go look. Do you know what the first sentence was? The Federal Reserve is likely to reverse course and print substantial amounts of money.
Well, that'll be new.
I was like, what do you mean reverse course? This is their course. All they do is print money. Are you kidding? I was laughing so hard. The Federal Reserve is likely to reverse course. They seriously said that, and print substantial amounts of money and bloat the monetary system again.
I can't believe they do that. It could create $30 trillion in debt.
It's funny now. It's to the point where they provide their own humor, because this is just, it's just so diabolical what they're doing to us.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it providing their own humor. I would call it believing their own BS.
Okay, well, that too. Yeah. I just... Stunning, isn't it? So we came across this Paul Harvey he was talking about gas prices. And so I want to share this with you, this Paul Harvey. Are you guys ready? And he talks about 1923, too. But it is kind of interesting because domestic oil is never mentioned in this clip, which is surprising. But in the 70s, 60s, and they didn't really talk about domestic oil. It wasn't talked about hardly at all. And so here you go. Here's Paul Harvey. This is just a couple of minutes. Here we go.
Now, the rest of the story. And to this one, let's both pay attention. Gasoline on the way to $5 a gallon. You heard the headlines. But if you believe in facing our fears, you have a splendid opportunity to do so right here and now. I have a collection of articles from national news magazines published between January 20 and May 12. Now, these are articles focusing on the gasoline crisis, its causes, its ramifications, and maybe its remedies. Now, try to follow me here. The January 20 headline reads, "The World Race for Oil." And it says, and I'm quoting, "What gold was in earlier ages, oil is in these days. Oil is the paramount factor in the political economies of the day. Besides the material ingredients of petroleum, there are involved in it the moral elements of peace or war and friendship or antagonism between races and nations and creeds. Oil may soothe the troubled waters of the eternal seas," says one writer. "But it only adds unrest to the troubled waters of international diplomacy," end quote. And here is a parallel estimate of the situation from the Washington Post, quote, "Oil has become the great international issue of the hour. It lurks in the background of virtually every problem now engaging the attention of world statesmen. Politics has become the politics of petroleum. Almost no move is made on that chessboard that is not tinctured with oil, including the pending situation in the Near East, all the way from the Persian Gulf to the Golden Horn." All right. 2 months later, March 17, dismal headlines envisioning the price per gallon that Americans may ultimately pay. One related news story focused on a Senate subcommittee investigation into the higher and higher cost of petroleum products. The subcommittee report includes several recommendations, but now the most recent headline is dated May 12 and says, how much gasoline are you wasting? The article states that 1 billion gallons of gasoline will be wasted during the current year. Blames motorists mostly for driving too much. Includes a plea for self-discipline to avert what threatens to become an emergency situation. But I'm telling you pretty much what you already know, am I not? I mean, you know that we need to conserve. You know that gas prices are intolerably high. You know that oil and international unrest are practically synonymous. Of course, had we only foreseen this crisis, we might by now be so much further down the figurative road on the way to energy independence through alternative fuels. But foreseen is the word here. You see the headlines, World Race for Oil, and How Much Gasoline Are You Wasting? These headlines appeared in the Literary Digest and in the Washington Post, January through May, 1923. The unmistakable warnings of our personal waste and our foreign dependence and our international diplomatic peril. All of those warnings in headlines were written and read 85 years ago, including one nightmare prediction, quote, a vision of $1 a gallon gasoline. That's a quote. A vision of $1 a gallon gasoline. Well, now you know the rest of the story.
Interesting. You know, the reason I played that, because there are other clips from Paul Harvey that I play, and they're so different than this one. This one was so a product of the world propaganda into believing that oil can only really come from international sources and that it's solely about conservation, too, because this is what we were told. This is how the EPA that we've been talking about today, the Supreme Court decision on that, came into being immediately. Within 6 months, that agency was formed and they had 10,000 employees, and it was a monster. It became a monster of regulation. And it's very, very interesting to me how we were so indoctrinated into thinking that the availability of domestic oil just isn't there. And it is. But we were taught not to believe that. So when he was quoting the Washington Post, I was kind of chuckling because we were told this often in the 60s and 70s, all the time. It was a constant, you know, we're not going to have it, and oh my gosh. And we've done this through the years, and just a little throwback to everything that we've been told since I can remember, since you can remember, has been sort of swaying in this direction. It's very strange because the states could be in charge of our own oil production per state. And then you pay the prices of your own state. We could do it.
Yep.
Why do we not? States could do it right now with their sovereignty. But we're not schooled that way. We're not taught to believe that.
And I'm no expert, but I believe that this decision, this opinion by the Supreme Court on the EPA can also relate to the deal where Biden doesn't have the authority to stop oil production in the United States either.
Right, right.
If that's pursued, we can really come out a winner on that deal.
Yeah. Now, FERC is over all the agencies that have a component of the oil and gas industry. And it involves like 10 different government agencies, including the Department of Energy. But it is kind of amazing how all of the agencies involved all absorbed all this power. And then, of course, they all set out on this government in as a whole set out to make sure that just like we only think that rainfall delivers our water, we think that we can only have oil from another government somewhere else across the pond. Very strange. But sometimes we have to kind of sit and take a look at how much we're propagandized to and over the long haul, because there really are people out there that feel like we don't really have oil here. So
FERC, huh?
FERC. It's called FERC.
You know what Ferkel means?
It's what?
Ferkel is German for piglet.
It's the, thank you. Okay. It's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC. FERC's over the Bureau of Ocean, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Safety and Environmental, the Bureau of Protection Agency, the Bureau of Energy Regulatory Commission. They're over the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials, over Securities and Exchange Committee, the Department of Energy, and the United States Coast Guard.
Well, then it stands to reason that the person in charge of FERC is a Ferkel.
A baby pig.
A piglet.
A piglet. Oh, you guys, we're so regulated to death. Regulation strangulation. I actually gave a talk to the Environmental Protection Agency in my state, like that version of it one time, and I asked them about their regulation strangulation, and you should see the looks I got. It was fun. Anyway, all right, we'll be right back into the next hour. We'd love to get your calls, 888-673-1450. You can call in live, and you can catch yesterday's broadcast on The Alex Jones Show. I talked about solutions, 20 of them, and that's on band.video. And then, of course, tomorrow, Don Fotheringham and Glenn Beck. In the next hour, we have a lot to talk about and share with you some clips that are so important to hear. And I love these clips coming up. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, Kate Daly Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.